irregularradio.com. Boston's best online radio.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, here today with Casey, the manager.
Hiya.
And Benny over here on my other mic.
I'm a strange woman again.
You are a strange woman today.
Yep.
That's just how it's going to go. So,
I still think we should change the name of the show to Three Mouthy Broads.
Three Mouthy Broads. I think it'd be more fun to call Benny a mouthy broad anyway.
Yeah, I come in here.
You're much more of
off.
A mouthy broad than a strange woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, when it comes to, like, we have had a lot of guests that are mouthy broads, you have to admit.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. I that's what I'm all about, dude.
Works out.
Steve Peeps is a mouthy broad.
Oh, he totally is, too. He was a fun character.
Oh, he's awesome.
Let's recap on last week's show a little bit.
I want more Steve Peeps. That's all I have to say.
Oh, my God.
All the time. All Steve Peeps all the time.
He had a doctor's appointment today. I told him, I told him if he can make it to swing by, but he's got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, my goodness. I want to be where Steve Peeps is.
Even at the doctor's?
Yeah. I'll chill out with him at the doctor's. That would make the doctor's fun. The doctor's is never fun going to.
I know.
You're there, they have terrible magazines that you're forced to thumb through.
Yep, yep.
There's all these people with worse ailments than you, making you feel bad for even being there.
Well, at least you know if you're hanging out with Steve's Peeps at the doctor's office, you're going to get a dose of witty repartee. And it's amazing. I think I'm a little in love with him.
I love him. He's a good kid. He's fun. He's a ton of fun, and I can't wait to work with him some more.
Oh
yeah,
goodness.
He's a good shit.
He's got some good ideas and stuff like I just.
He's a genius. The dude's a
he's
genius.
He's got some good ideas.
Yep.
He invented.
He is
Steve
the good
Peeps.
Idea.
He is the good idea.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. He basically invented himself. Like if you guys don't know who Steve Peeps is, you can
you
check
totally
him out on Twitter.
Look him up.
He's a what Steve Peeps at Twitter or at Steve Peeps.
Steve's Peeps. Oh, man.
It's at Steve Peeps.
Yeah, I think it's at Steve's Peeps on Twitter. And then if you go to Facebook, you can find him as well if you type in
Steve's
Peeps.
It might be at
Steve's
Peeps.
At Steve's Peeps News.
News.
Okay.
That's what
at Steve's
it is.
Peeps
yeah,
News.
I thought it was fan or news.
Nope.
Or something.
News.
No, he's got a Facebook page too. If you check him out there, he's fairly active.
Funny. And his legendary MySpace page with 80 bajillion
legendary
fans.
Dude, we also had Ashley Amber Bottoms last week.
Yes, we did.
Amazing story.
She was an incredible, incredible person to have on the show. Like, she is exactly what I wanted to get going with this show. Like, I want more interviews with more transgendered individuals, and like that brings it exactly where I wanted to take this.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, it also like she provides a rational voice and a compassionate voice that that makes for not only interesting radio, but for educational radio. So thanks very much, Ashley.
Yes. Yeah,
for sure. I was very moved all week every time I thought about that segment that we did. It was very powerful. Sitting in the room with that, I didn't say a word the whole time. I let her speak, and she had volumes to tell.
That's the beauty of radio as well, is that nobody's going to interrupt you if you've got something good to work with.
Well, this radio station.
This radio station. Yeah. That's what I love about this radio station in particular.
For sure.
I'm glad I got her on here. We've got a lot. Like, this is a good team of people as far as the LGBT community goes. Like, this is good. We've got a lot of different views. We've got things coming from trans, bisexual, gays. Like, it and of course straight people too, which is what you can't just disregard them.
Yeah,
as
no,
well.
You're the odd man out today.
I'm the odd man out today. Yeah, that's a different story.
You're the odd broad out.
Three mouthy broads.
One mouthy broad.
Yeah.
One really mouthy broad.
I stuck my foot in it. Shit.
So today, I'm going to tell you guys, leave you a little teaser. I'm going to totally announce the contest to win the $50 gift certificate to Good Vibrations. So I'm really excited about that, and it's going to be good, and the lucky winner is going to be very happy as well.
Yeah, they're going to have a good time. None of us are eligible, right?
No.
That's what happens,
really.
Right? None of the unregular family are eligible to win.
Unfortunately, I guess that's not... Yeah, that's kind of how it has to go. I want to keep this fan-based and,
All right, fans.
You got to step up to the plate here. This is...
Yeah, we're going shopping, right?
Yep.
Ty, if you win, you're taking me shopping.
So, we're expecting a phone call from the founders of the No Hate campaign today. This should be a pretty big deal. These guys have taken a lot of time doing their photo shoots, traveling across the country, and I'm excited to hear from them. This is a big, like, they've taken a big initiative to help give a voice to the people of the LGBT community. And I think that this is going to be a good thing we got going here.
Yeah, yeah. I was taking a look at the press pack you sent me last night, and I got a chance to do a little bit of research. Like, it's a great organization. Like, it takes some pretty big balls to start making statements like that and continue to make them, and continuing to be a force in the edgy, like, I mean, they're basically like they're opening an avenue for people to look at the LGBT community and say, like, okay, what is this about? Like, they're actually forcing people to kind of ask questions, because people can say, like, no hate, no hate. They see the duct tape, they see the face paint, and it's just like, okay, what is this about? And people start asking their own questions. It's a great example of pull marketing.
It is. I love it.
It is a phenomenal example of pull marketing. I wish I would have thought of it. Like, I mean, it, just like the fact that it was used, it's being used, continuing to be used for, what the hell is that word? Philanthropic? Is that a word?
I don't know.
Philanthropy.
Yeah. If you're thinking about it in the active tense, like, yes. It's philanthropic, I think.
We've got a phone call coming in.
Oh, maybe they have the answer.
Here we go.
Hopefully they're going to bail me out.
Hello, caller. You are live on the air on Unregular Radio's show, Three Strange Women. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Did we lose the call?
Hello? We didn't lose it. Oh, no.
In the meantime. So this horse walks into this bar, sits down at the bar. Bartender says, hey, why the long face?
Nice, nice.
So hold this, on 1 second.
So this duck walks into the bar. And this duck asks the bartender, he's like, hey, you got any grapes? Bartender's like, what the hell are you talking about? It's a bar. It's like, I don't have any grapes. Get out of here. The duck leaves and walks out, comes back the next day, and he's like, hey, bartender, you got any grapes? The bartender's like, I still don't have grapes. We don't carry grapes at the
hold
bar.
Hold on 1 second. Caller? Yes? No?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You are live on the air on Unregular Radio's Three Strange Women.
How's it going? It's Jeff and Adam with the No Hate campaign.
Hi. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, great. So exciting to have you on the air right now. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having us today.
Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on coming to P-Town in Boston this upcoming Monday.
We actually have a No Hate campaign open photo shoot for anybody in the area that would like to come out and lend their face and support. We're going to be shooting at the Boat Slip from 12 to 3 on Monday.
Cool.
And we'll see as many people as possible come out and support the campaign.
From 12 to 3 on Monday?
Yeah.
And that's at the Boat Slip?
Yep, it's at the Boat Slip. Terry, the general manager, has been great helping us get this all set up and everything, and we're really excited to be there. We were trying to get there last year around this time, but it didn't work out, so we're really glad that it worked out this year.
Yeah, it's open to all ages, so we encourage everyone to come out, bring your friends and family. It's open to everyone.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I plan to be there, and I can't wait to eventually see you guys and actually meet you in person. That should be fun.
Yeah.
So, for
it
those...
it should be a great area to get a lot of local culture out. I mean, it's a great representation of our community, so we're really excited to include that.
P-Town is the best place to go in Massachusetts for that, without a doubt, P-Town. For any of our listeners who aren't really very familiar with the No Hate campaign, give us a few little facts for us.
Well, essentially, the No Hate campaign was a photo protest created in direct response to the passage of Proposition 8 in 2008, which banned same-sex marriage in California. But essentially, we've grown the campaign to speak out to all sorts of issues and discrimination. It's grown to be just a general anti-discrimination campaign, because essentially, if one group could have its vote, rights voted on, everyone has that risk of having their rights voted on, so we need to speak out to our rights. We need to make the most of our voices, and we just encourage everyone to be a part of this. It's definitely something that we feel is a way to bring everyone together, whereas we see a lot of groups trying to tear families apart. So it's been a really positive reaction for us.
It's incredible the way you guys have grown in such a short time. Like, I've watched. I took a check. Took a peek at your press kit, and you have a couple photos that you can indicate. Like, you can see how the campaign has grown just by the photos you guys have taken and put together, like into that big collage and everything. Like, it's intense.
Yeah, it's really great to see how many people really do support equality. You know, a lot of people may not have known that there was all these familiar faces and you know that support equality, but. You know, when we can put their face out there in the public and make it, you know, make the statement, you know, across the world, essentially, with a photo on a, you know, social media page, it really speaks volumes.
It's incredible. I'm totally for everything you do. You've got some great celebrities backing you up, and right now, this is a huge time for the LGBT community and equality in general, I feel. Especially where...
I definitely agree, and I think what's important to remember about... this campaign and about what we're doing is that it's community driven, and that it's not essentially us doing this. It's the community that's coming together. We're just capturing that reaction, and we're just there helping organize. But it's definitely the community that's making this all happen. So we can take the photo, but it's up to them to take it one step further and use the photo and make the most of their voice. But it's been amazing what we've seen come of this so far.
Yeah. So as I really do what you guys are doing, and as somebody who's trying to get involved with grassroots activism and grassroots philanthropy, what advice do you have for people who are kind of coming up and trying to make a difference?
I think one thing that we always try to tell people is that there's definitely something that you can do. You know, everybody has something. We were not activists prior to Proposition 8, but that proposition here in California sparked it within us, and the photo campaign is how we reacted and responded. And, you know, that's Adam's talent as, you know, photography, so that came natural. So everybody has their own talent, everybody has their own strength, and everybody has their own ability to do something. It's just a matter of finding out how you want to express yourself and getting it across the best way.
Excellent. And so you like as a registered nonprofit, what kind of things can or is it that you guys ran into becoming a registered nonprofit as a grassroots campaign? Because I know that sometimes in terms of like how you're writing your business, that can come up, like you can run into issues with that. Did you guys run into any problems registering or?
Well, it was definitely a learning process because for Jeff and I mean, we had never really been involved in the nonprofit sector prior, but we had done a lot of research, and we had a lot of great people surrounding us, helping us set it up, and it was surprisingly easy with the support of our friends in the community. We had a lot of help, and I feel like, achieving the status for 501c3 was relatively easy, but now we have to maintain requirements that keep us non-political but focused on the education overall. So I feel like it's a fine line in that respect sometimes, but mm-hmm. I feel like the greater good is what we're focused on, and the fact that we're able to do this is what keeps us going.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hang on a minute. We're going to go off into a little musical break, and I'd like to keep you on the line and talk to you for a couple minutes, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. Hang on one second. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eyes. just a sinner dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for gold.
kisses of the sun were sweet. I didn't blink. I let it in my eyes like an exotic fruit. The radio playing songs that I have never heard. I don't know what to say, and not another word. Just
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined again in studio by Casey, the management.
Hello.
And Benny.
Casey, so what's the punchline with the grapes and the duck?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the grapes and the duck. So duck walks in on the third day and says to the bartender, do you have any grapes? And the bartender's like, listen, duck, this is a bar. If you come back in here asking for grapes, I'm going to nail your bill to the bar. I've had enough of this shit. Go home. So duck goes home, thinks about it, comes back 2 weeks later and says to the bartender, you got any nails? Bartender's like, no. He's like, got any grapes?
That was awesome.
It was a long wait. It was like almost a 20-minute wait for a punchline.
Teasers,
that
teasers.
That was the longest joke ever. I have another really bad long joke, but that's like a 5-minute joke. We don't have time for that on radio. That's not a radio joke. That's an in-person joke.
Well, where can the people find you, Casey, so you can see this joke? What will we be attending this week? You got anything going on?
This week, I am going to be attending Secret Sessions at, I believe, church.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's on Friday. Up. That's Richard James and the Name Changers.
And that's going to be at church on Friday, sponsored by My Secret Boston.
Yeah, so, that Handsome Devil's on there. I've heard amazing SSO. Things about this man. And SSO is Somerville Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Somerville. That's
well,
awesome.
You should go see the Symphony Orchestra.
I highly recommend coming down to this show. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be good, yeah. That's going to be over at church, the old 69 Kilmonarch Street. That's going to be Friday.
Yep.
Doors are at 8. Should be pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's $10 online. And then you can get tickets at the door as well. Show starts at 9, so doors at 8, show at 9, church, Friday night, Richard James and the Name Changers. Have you seen Richard James and the Name Changers yet, either one of you guys?
No, I haven't had a chance to catch him.
Ricky James, he don't fuck around. He's up there, he's got the funk, super horn section, shredding guitar player. The guitar player in that band is like my idol. Guy is insane. He's shred master over like crazy groove funk.
Nice.
It's for cool. Sure. And he's got like good pop sensibility too. Dude writes some amazing lyrics. Amazing lyrics.
Tell us about some of your upcoming musical events there, Benny.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think that most of Boston knows by now, but I'm just going to talk about it anyway as I get this giant torch in my hand.
Speaking of Richard James and the Name Changers, they're going to be on the Boston Local Music Show tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, that. That's pretty big.
That's huge news. So you have to tune into the Boston Local Music Show. What time's that?
It's noon to 4 tomorrow.
Noon to 4.
With Dex motherfucking Turr and Dave Crespo.
That's going to be great.
But, tune in for a musical education.
So, have you guys heard about the Rumble on the River?
Rumble on the River?
I have.
Stoked about Rumble on the River.
Pimps of Joy Time, Roots of Creation. It's going to be Sunday, September 18th. It's going to be noon to 6.
You know what's even more exciting about that show?
What's that?
It's fucking free.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That was the next words out of my mouth. It's fucking free. You go there.
I figure since Jackie got the jump on me with TBLMS, I should get the jump on you with the free shit.
Absolutely.
Free shit. Feel free to get the jack on.
It's all about free shit.
The jump on Jackie for something else, too.
If you can,
we'll just step on each other's lines for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's all good. It's all good. That'll be, when is that?
That's going to be September 18th. It's a Sunday.
What time does that start?
It's noon to 6, right?
Noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
Till 6 p.m.
Yep. That's a pretty long
distance. And there's a bunch of other bands on there, too. So it's Pimps of Joy Time, Rich Creation. The Sea Monsters, Ghost of Jupiter, Dub Apocalypse.
So can we get the entomology on Ghost of Jupiter? Because I'm really psyched about what they're doing. And
those guys are insane.
I don't know much about them. Yeah, tell me a little bit.
It's funny because you've seen most of the members play with Dub Apocalypse on Sunday nights at Boulder Caves. Yeah, that lineup rotates through depending on who's on tour with someone else. But yeah, every Sunday night for free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dub Apocalypse, and they are also one of the bands that is on the 2011 Rumble on the River.
You can also catch some of those guys over at Wally's Tuesday Funk as well, right?
Nope. Different band. Oh, yeah. Jeff from Dub Apocalypse does play on Tuesday nights over there.
Doesn't Aaron come over and play for Dub Apocalypse
every
once in a while?
From time to time. Aaron Bellamy, one of the most legendary bass players in all of the city of Boston. He's amazing. Great scene over at Wally's Tuesday nights.
Yep.
WTF.
Yep.
Wally Tuesday Night Funk.
Another good Tuesday night is Music Ecology. There's a very special all-local all local show tomorrow night down at Music Ecology. It's five beads to get in.
Five
and
beads.
You get to see like only five beans. And it's my buddy Sam's birthday. So you should come down, pay five beans to get in, check it out. Dance your ass off and then go down to Wally's and dance your ass off some more. If there's probably not going to be room to dance at Wally's.
I've done that before. I've done that whole trip over to Ecology from Wally's. That's like, it's just good dynamics if you want to break up the night, for sure. If you want to dance to some funk and then you want to go a little bit crazy on the late night, you know, you can go back and forth with that. That's good stuff. Good thing about Wally's is, though, Wally's is free, but $5 is totally worth it to go to Wonder Bar. It's a great club. I've been there a lot lately. They're great over there.
Yeah, Wonder Bar is a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's comfortable. You can sit down, relax, or get right up. They just installed a whole new lighting truss there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we saw firsthand.
Yeah, we saw them installing that firsthand. Can I regale the studio with the tale of our harrowing experience on the day of that charity event?
Oh, go for that.
That was a great day.
So we leave the Unregular Studios, and just by the way, I want to thank these guys again. They've been incredibly gracious about us plugging that charity event. We were in here show after show after show for like a month being like, come to our show. And I can absolutely guarantee that the success of that show was pivoting on how much promotion we got through this station and through other local organizations that have been absolutely fantastic, namely Jeff with My Secret Boston, Brian Donahue with Playground Boston made some noise about it. Really, really great organization, so thanks very much. But we were here, we were talking about the show, Ashley was here, we were kicking it, having a good time. The next thing you know, we get to Wonder Bar, and there is a gentleman on a ladder. And this gentleman on the ladder is both removing lights and putting new lights onto a truss. And he's like, oh, there's a show in here tonight? And me and Benny just look at each other, and we're loading gear in. Benny's hobbling around on his cane. And we're just you can actually hear the audible fuck that went between us mentally.
Nothing worse.
Yeah, dude, we got all the gear loaded in, and we sat there, and we watched these guys work for about 2 hours.
With a smile. That's okay.
We wound up actually not performing the sound check until sometime around 8:30.
I think it was like quarter to nine. The doors were already open.
Doors were open when we were sound checking the bands, but that's fine. We had a great night. Excellent turnout. The bands were amazing.
Up to those guys. Yep. They were great. And besides the fact that we, you know, did such a great thing for, you know, a local community, raising money and stuff like that, besides that, what an amazing night of music that was. That was just so much fun. It really sucked having to walk around with that cane and be a bit hemmed up, because that was just like a dance-a-thon. That's just a show. Oh, yeah. It was so down and dirty.
I've never, like, actually, I have seen that many asses shake, but, I mean, there was some serious ass-shaking going on.
Dude, oh, my God. It was a great time.
Like, so many booty shaking. Like, if you're into booty shaking.
I was right up the front dancing tush off.
You were having a good time.
I saw Mike Rubito dancing. He was like, doing the T-Rex. You know, he's got his hands out in front of him.
Yep,
dancing
to the phone. We had Sarah Sparks from Citywide Blackout was down there. They've been making noise about the show. Matthew James from Grassroots Radio was down there. They've been making noise about the show. Amber Ladd came down. I mean, it was a heady night. Nikki Smokes was there. All of these people have been working so hard with us to make that an excellent event. And again, thank you guys so, so much.
Awesome sense of community in the music scene in Boston. Yeah. Like, if you have the right ins and you know the right people, the good people that are involved, they're not hard to find. Like, it's a great community.
We are so blessed every day.
Yep.
I've had this conversation several times over the last few months. We are blessed in this city. There is just the greatest musical community. I mean, I've lived around the D.C. area. I've lived in New York. I'm from Boston originally. This is the town. This is where people, you know, they want to know your name. They want to know you because they see you out at the same shows time and time again. And, you know, it's such a great bond that we have. And it crosses over different genres of music, too, which is really, really, really interesting. You could be at a Planetoid show, you know, meet some people, and then see them at Wally's for Tuesday Night Funk, and you're like, hey, what's up?
Well, I mean, that person's probably going to be you.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, I know that I'm not alone, which is good. used to keep me up at night. Am I the strangest person in the world?
Am I the one who's doing this?
Yeah.
No, there's actually there's a cat that that runs around with the BBC that you know, like he knows who he is. I'm not sure if he's listening, but like if he shows up at a show, you know it's a show. You know it's going to be a good show. And there are a few people who run around the scene who work their asses off and do the Clark Kent thing by day, but are in fact like scene superheroes by night, and they do their best to get the word out about the best and brightest in Boston, not just the Associated. So it's definitely more and more people are getting into the music, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing in this town. Big ups to you, Boston.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's an excellent time to plug the Unregular Twitter accounts. This is my baby. So if you wanna find out what's going on with Unregular News, when shows are going, articles that hosts are posting about, we're trying to get as many people involved as possible. It is at Unregular Radio is the main Twitter account, and then we have an intern account, which a bunch of people have access to. That's a whole lot of fun. It is at Irregular Unturn. So both of those accounts are kicking around, and you should definitely make some noise at them, and we will definitely make some noise back at you.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just talk about one more quick event?
Sure. Make it
we were quick. On Wonder Bar, and then we got like way out there in that conversation.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Like we went all the way out. There's another one. There's a Wobble Wednesday at the end of the month, and that's going to be on August 31st. It's going to be the Effective Dose will be the headliners there. They just released their new album. We premiered it on the old Grassroots Radio.
Nice.
On Wednesday, we all sat down. Dr. J, Matt, myself, and Kron and Mike from The Effective Dose, and played most of the album, which was great. It was really good. I got to hear the whole album. It was amazing. Really, really into it. We listened to some hardcore deep live cuts too as well, and it was great. So those guys are playing over at the Wonder Bar for the annual weekly residency of the Wobble Wednesday.
Yep.
And they'll be headlining, and that will be a $5 show as well.
Mm.
Wonder Bar, kings of the $5 show.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Wonder Bar.
Well, yeah. Check those shows out, definitely. I'm excited wrapping up the summer with some pretty good live music going on, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a great summer of music in Boston.
Yeah, it's been a great summer for music in general, I think. It's been an incredible summer. But to bring it back to my LGBT...
Yeah, speaking of segues...
radio show.
We were just saying
that's as good as a segue is going to get.
Let's just like... Why don't we just like steer this train wreck back in the direction it's supposed to go?
Back in its normal direction. No. Right. I was given an article on the Three Strange Women wall one day this week called Goodbye Husband, Hello Wife. And it's... I guess I've never thought of it that way in the fact that some days there are people out there that are transgendered that are in a relationship that have to tell their spouse afterwards.
Yep.
Like if you marry somebody and then decide that you're transgendered, if you're going from a man to a woman and you have to tell your husband, I mean, well, I guess your wife in that case, you're the husband.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating. Like this couple met apparently in Logan Airport in 2003. I like that they were both from Boston. And they loved each other from the minute they met. And one day, this woman, after they were married, her husband says that I feel I'm a transgendered person and is going to transition. I just can't imagine the acceptance they had to have between each other and the families and everything. Like that's a big thing to spring on your family and your new life married together. And like,
it's definitely heady. And, I mean, I skimmed through the article when you sent it to me earlier, and I was just reading it more in depth. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to come from as somebody who would want to be transgendered already in a relationship, much less somebody on the receiving end of that. Like
you're a straight woman.
Yeah, and I marry a presumably straight man, and 2 months in, literally 2 months in, homeboy's like, I want to be homegirl. I wouldn't, I mean, like, I'm reacting with humor because I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I mean, I would be so baffled, so baffled.
And, like, it's like, not just the case of this man wants to be a woman who occasionally dresses in clothing. No, this is somebody who wants to actually operational. Transition.
That would, like, actually make a transition. Because then it's just, like, you're asking, like, at this point, like, this really comes down to, like, the person and not the sex. And this is something that we've been discussing week in and week out, and that's taking... People take for granted the logistics of the situation, and they don't examine the actual interaction between people.
Yeah.
It's about the two people involved. And this person says it was love, like, not necessarily love at first sight, or actually maybe it was love at first sight. They met in Logan Airport 2003 Valentine's Day. But they were married for 2 months, and this woman decides to stand by her now woman, previously man's, her spouse, saying, I love this person. And one of the lines that, like, the tagline for the article is, he had come to this realization with a sense of clarity. I reacted with confusion and despair. And that's completely understandable because you, like, there's this mourning process
of the person, like, you fell in love with.
Exactly. Because it's like you associate the person you fell in love with sex, their sex.
Yes.
And this calls into question so much about gender identity. And I need to go through and finish reading the article, like, and actually read it in depth. But, like, I'm like, my initial reaction is just holy fucking shit, man.
It's totally, like, different. It's a totally different story than being like, it's not like the gay, okay, we're gay together. Like, they started off in a heterosexual relationship.
And this isn't even a now transgendered female marrying a male. And having to reveal that. This is a completely different situation. Like, that's really heady.
They were originally, like, that's a big...
I just, like, I mean, my initial reaction is amazing. It's amazing. Because, again, like, we've discussed this over and over again, and I'm so glad that someone posted this because it's so relevant that... associating the person that you're involved with rather than their sex.
It's good that the families of these people take the time to accept them for who they are, too.
Exactly.
In this article, it says that the parents were very accepting and said that you are our child and we love you. But they have to go through a grieving process as well.
Yep.
It's a grieving thing, too. Like, you grew up as a little boy. Like, that's a, you know, you're your family's son. Like, it's a very... different thing to let go of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the accomplishments of the person are the same regardless of their sex, and the faults of that person are the same regardless of their sex.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, I'm absolutely overjoyed that the community, that their families and that they themselves found the strength to get through the situation and not react with the back of their brains. Like, yeah. they really put a lot of thought and care and love into this decision, and the fact that they're speaking about it publicly and being courageous about it is really fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, I think I'm going to write a letter.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to write a fucking letter.
That's true love right there. If you can stick by somebody's side who's going through all of that, like, mental pain and anguish and still love them for their faults and their mishaps or whatever you want to call them, like...
On the other side of the coin, I am really interested to see, like, I mean, even in 10 years, like, I mean, I think that Boston.com or at that point, like, Google everything, should investigate and write an article about how they deal with the dirty dishes and see if 10 years down the line, like, the grind of being in a relationship has worn off the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, sticking together with someone during hard times, like, that is hard. Like, it really is hard. That'll make or break a lot of relationships, but the grind will also make or break a lot of relationships.
Like, does this woman even want to be, like, now, which does that make her a lesbian? Like,
that's a whole nother gender identity question. Because it's like, I mean, I really think that, like, this case specifically is going to define how a lot of people associate relationships, just relationships as a whole. Separate the sex from it, because yep. If you have to throw, like, oh, well, now she's a lesbian, like, pooey. They're in a relationship. They're in a functioning, happy relationship, or at least that's what this article is implying.
Yes.
Like, and they have a good support group. They're working through the issues that come up with it. I think putting a label on it, like, which society is going to do.
Of
like,
course. That's a question that's going to come up.
Like,
right
the media is going to do it. Like, I mean, you may as well get it out in the open. Like, yes, she is probably, like, I mean, identified as a lesbian. Like, she may identify with herself as straight because she still considers, like, I don't know. We would have to ask her. But at the same time, like, I really dig how this is a fine example of the person shining through rather than the associated bits and pieces that come along with it.
Definitely, definitely.
Now I have a question.
Go for it.
You know, you're 2 months into this marriage,
mm-hmm.
and your partner springs this on you. I can't say that it would be wrong to even bail out of the situation.
It's not wrong. It just shows that this.
I can't say that it would be wrong, but wouldn't you feel lied to? I think I would be mad. I think that would just be like an infuriating thing. I mean, then acceptance must come after that.
Yeah.
But it takes a person of true character to just examine the situation and you know, forgive just for the deception, really.
Well, you have the traditional processes for grieving as well. Like, you have anger, sorrow. I don't remember exactly what order they go in. But, like, I mean, they are the traditional processes of grieving that anybody would go through as if someone had died. I mean, parents who have high-functioning autistic children go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, when their children shut down, it's tends to be inevitable. They go through a process of grief because they used to have one thing and now they have another. And the same thing can be said for parents who have children who come out and family members who have family members who come out. And in this case, a woman who now has a wife instead of a husband. There would be, like, I'm sure there was that anger. I mean, grief and despair.
Yep.
Like, I mean, despair goes hand in hand with anger. Like, it isn't just like you're giving up. Like, you're so pissed off, there's nothing you can do.
There, yeah, because that's that person. Like, you can either stick with them. Like, imagine being married to somebody is a big commitment. That's somebody that you trust your life, your soul, your everything with.
Like, yeah.
I would imagine. I don't know. I've never been married and probably never will be. But
how long
not.
Was the courting period between the time that they had met?
They met in 2003, and I believe, I don't know when they got married, but it's been a while now.
Yeah, they've been married for a while, but it was. They met in 2003 and then had been married for 2 months following their courting period when
really
he decided to let her know that he was making a transition. And I mean, I don't know if this was a case of at the time him saying, I'm doing this. You're either along for the ride or I'll see you later. Like, I mean, I don't know, how that discussion went down, but I can only imagine sitting on whatever surface, like, being completely poleaxed.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, you're at the point where you're going to marry someone, you should have that connection. You should feel that connection where you can be transparent with them.
That is a little mean to come out of nowhere and be
it
like,
is pretty
hey,
mean, I would say.
If you're expecting, like, a man when you're getting married and, you know...
Because you would put more than 2 months into the decision.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it can. It speaks volumes for
knowing each other from 2003. Like, I would imagine that would have had to come up sometime in, like, or, you know what I mean? Like, I think that 2 months after being married is an awkward time to bring that up.
Yeah, I would say.
I would say you should talk about that more in the beginning, but...
Yeah, yeah.
That's my only qualm with the whole... issue.
I'm just like, I don't know, it begs several questions.
Yeah,
but
like, are you able to separate yourself into two sides of your brain, like one side that's engaged in a relationship and this other side that you're bottling up?
Yep.
And you would think it would be fair to walk into a relationship and get to a point where you're in a marital situation,
mm-hmm.
and then drop the idea, I think I'm going to straighten myself out now.
Yeah.
It would have been better to be honest with yourself probably 6 months to the year before. But, yeah. I mean...
At the same time, like, I mean, that is saying this in hindsight. Like, given that situation, it depends on the person involved. Like, I mean, they get to that situation, they get married, and they're like, oh, fuck. You know, like, I really love this person, and I thought that getting married would solidify all of these beliefs that I had in myself, and I thought that I could get by on this. and now what do I do? Like, it didn't make it better.
No.
Like, getting married didn't make it better. It didn't fix it.
Now I have to do something about it. That's why it's important to talk about things in the get-go.
Well, I mean, it is important, but I mean, again, that's saying in this situation, we're looking back on it and we have this point of view. Like, yes, like I can absolutely agree academically, but I can imagine being in that situation and being just terrified.
Yeah.
Saying something has to make it better. Something has to cure these symptoms that I have. And that's the ease of use medicinal culture that we kind of have. Like, rather than developing something, we tend to treat symptoms. And I can see this as like, I mean, I'm not speaking for these people, and I have a feeling I don't know if they're listening. I might get an angry letter. Like, but like, marriage is a cure for a symptom. Like, getting into a relationship, saying like, well, if I'm in a committed relationship, this will help to solidify my sexual identity. And
that's why I'm not getting married. I don't want anything to do with any of that.
I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, think about being in that situation. Like, what is the biggest pill I can take to fix me? And then you take the pill and you're like,
it didn't work.
Maybe I don't need to be fixed. Yeah. Maybe there's nothing wrong with me.
Well, ultimately, you know, as most people find out in their life, relationships aren't always the answer.
Yeah. Without yeah, very doubt. True. Yeah. That's a.
I could go on about this for another 3 hours. I'm gonna tie this up a little bit, and I gotta announce my contest as well.
Oh shit! So contest.
Wrap this up real quick. Thank you for tuning in to Unregular Radio. I've been your host, Miss Jackie, joined by Casey and Benny today. My three strange women, my two mouthy broads, three mouthy broads, apparently. I don't know what the fuck, but it's pretty good. I'm loving it.
Can I just shorten my version to strange and...
Strange and mouthy?
Strange and mouthy works. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say strange and three, and I was like, well...
strange and mouthy. I like it. My contest is going to be, I'm going to give this $50 gift certificate to Good Vibrations I want people to make flyers. Like, if I were going to do handout flyers, like hand flyers, make an image and put the show time, the radio station. Like, I can give you a format and everything. Just contact me if you're interested. I'll tell you exactly what I'm looking for.
And can we post the format on the Three Strange Women group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll tell exactly all the details of what I want and written, you know, words for the flyer, but I want you to get creative and make a logo. Like, go crazy. Give me some creative stuff for Three Strange Women. This is advertising. Obviously, I'll put your name out there if you win the contest, and we'll discuss it more when I get some people reaching out in interest. But thank you again for tuning in. As always, Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m., Unregular Radio. Miss Jackie, keeping it locked on Unregular Radio, of course.